if you are truly my friend, you will stay far away from me and far away from my social media accounts during the presidential debate. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Cara DeFalco will be by soon. Our guest this hour is Nicole Sullivan. Yes, the actress, the comedian. You remember her all those years on Mad TV, then King of Queens, a bunch of other TV shows. She's also currently seen right now on the hit ABC show Black-ish, and she's also on Worst Cooks in America, Celebrity Edition, on the Food Network. Nicole is a nightmare in the kitchen. She is a mess with anything culinary, and she is the first to admit it. We will talk about her food horror stories, how she's surviving Worst Cooks in America, Celebrity Edition, and we'll talk with Nicole Sullivan. Then Cara and I will talk about the latest rage. You know, Snapchat is big with the kids. They love it. They don't talk to each other anymore. They don't even text each other anymore. They send each other incoherent videos that are 10 seconds long. Now you don't even need your phone. The good folks at Snapchat have put a pair of sunglasses out there on the market that I think go for, what, $129.99? It will allow you to Snapchat as you're walking. All you got to do is tap your glasses, and oh my God, you're making these videos. Then Cara will play the fake news headline game. That is correct. It is a hallmark here on the old radio program, and we will see Cara with a background in news, how she does with picking the fake news headline. We start things off this hour with, yes, the aforementioned presidential debate. It was the clash of titans, the clash of the century, the one and only Donald J. Trump against the one and only Hillary R. Clinton. Yes, and wasn't it just one of those political battles that will go down in history and we'll be watching it on CNN 52 years from now? Well, it doesn't matter who you think won the debate. Doesn't matter if you think he won it or if you think she won it. That's your own personal opinion. What I found very annoying is how friends try to influence my opinion on social media as this thing was going on. Leave me alone. And it's my own fault for picking up my phone and checking out social media accounts. All right, at least when you go to Facebook, it's people you know. Twitter, all you got to do is tap on the old hashtag as to what's trending, and it's every Yahoo across America with their idea. Oh, did you see he did this? That's it. Did you see that she did that? And then it got out of control. I saw on my Facebook page, you had somebody accusing Donald Trump of being all toked up on cocaine because of the sniffing, and even Howard Dean, I think, said that. Then you had the stuff about her left and right, and Lester Holt, why didn't he ask her this question and he asked him this question? All right, you know what? That's terrific for the day after the debate, even the night after the debate when you're watching the recap on all the major news networks. But you don't need people in your face telling you these things, trying to influence your opinion. This is what really gets me about these people that are so overly political on social media. I've seen people that are posting 6, 7, 8, 10 things a day, the anti stuff, you know, anti-Trump this and anti-Clinton that. Do you really think you're changing anybody's opinion? Do you really think that when someone walks into the booth in November, they're going to think, oh, you know, John Smith, he's really been hammering Trump, and Jane Smith, she's really been hammering Hillary for the last 10 months. They got a point. I'm changing my mind and I'm voting for the other person. Of course not. And everyone has to get these opinions out right then and there. You know what? Maybe watch the debate, the complete debate, and formulate an opinion and then comment on it afterwards. Because anyone, it's like a ball game. You know what? Okay, you can throw quips out here and there. Analyze it when it's over. If you were just throwing out ideas, oh, she won. It's 9:45. She won. It's only been going on for 45 minutes. Oh, it's been an hour. Oh, he's won. No, he's terrific. No. You're going to lose so many friends on social media. I really wonder, the day after the election, when these people that were just ridiculously too political, what the percentage will be of people that said, I've had enough of so-and-so and goodbye, and they'll have nothing to talk about for the next 4 years anyway. Stay with us. Nicole Sullivan is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Scientists now believe that less food intake actually helps animals to live longer. That means humans, too. Even back in 1935, Cornell University found that 30% fewer calories caused a 40% increase in the lifespan of mice. This kind of increase is equivalent to a human living to 160 years old. Less food has also increased the lifespan of yeast cells and worms, fruit flies, monkeys, and I love this, Labrador retrievers. And it's not just a matter of years either. You see, these various species not only live longer, but they live significantly more active lives than their non-dieting counterparts. And they also have fewer instances of diseases that are associated with aging, like cancer. Does that mean humans should adopt a less food, live longer diet? Well, when in doubt, trim it out.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
Have you ever been chased by the cops? This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Bob stole a car in Chicago and drove it out to the country. He was cruising down the highway when he noticed a couple of Illinois state troopers in hot pursuit. At first, Bob thought he was a goner. But then he remembered in the movies, when a crook crosses over the state line, the cops can't continue their pursuit. So Bob headed for the state line with a smile on his face. Is Bob right or wrong? Will the state troopers let Bob get away if he crosses over the state line? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, will the cops stop at the state line? Yes, Bob was right. It's not true in every state, but it is true in Illinois. And that's the final verdict.